Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Daughter watches from window as dad paid final child support payment with 80,000 pennies. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A spiteful dad paid with pennies when his final child support payment came due, but his daughter, Avery Sanford, and her mom found an amazing way to turn things around. 18-year-old Avery Sanford was in the middle of a class during virtual learning at home when a vehicle hauling a trailer pulled up to her house. It turns out, the man driving the vehicle was Avery's dad. He'd shown up to make his final child support payment. But the spiteful dad paid in pennies, dumping more than 8,000 coins in front of his ex's house. Avery's mom, Raven, ran outside, not immediately recognizing the person dumping the coins. She asked, "What are you dumping in my yard?" And that's when the man's identity became clear. "It's your final child support payment," replied Avery's dad, who paid with pennies. Avery Sanford hasn't spoken to her father in years. Still, the cruel act stung, and it only validated her decision to keep him out of her life. "It's not just my mom he's trying to embarrass, it's also me and my sister, and it's upsetting that he didn't consider that before he did that," the teen explained. "It's really hurtful and damaging to your kids when you do things like that. It doesn't matter if they're young or an adult. The actions of your parents will always have some effect on you." When this dad paid in pennies for his final child support payment, the act said a lot about his character. But Avery's and her mother's response says a lot about theirs, too. Avery and her mom could have given in to anger and tried to retaliate in some way. But instead, they came up with a way to bring something positive out of such a spiteful situation. After sorting through all the coins, Avery Sanford and her mom donated every cent of the final child support payment paid in pennies to a local domestic abuse center called Safe Harbor. "Turning around and donating that money to moms and children in need, I feel like that really turns this situation into a positive. You can learn from it," Avery said. The positive news story could have easily ended there, but what happened next, 18-year-old Avery Sanford and her mom, Raven Sickle, never expected. After Avery's story went viral, strangers from all over the world began making donations to Safe Harbor in the teen's honor. "Our online donation page just blew up," said Mary Maupai, the developmental director at Safe Harbor. With more than $47,000 worth of donations rolling in, Mary calls the spike in giving a blessing for so many of our survivors. And God's hand in all this is evident with the funds coming at a time when they needed it most. And God's hand in all this is evident with the funds coming at a time when they are needed most. "The timing of this could not be better," Mary explained in reference to cuts in government funding due to the COVID-19 pandemic. "We are just beyond grateful." It shows how God can take something intended for harm and use it for a greater good. This dad paid child support in pennies as a way of getting back at his ex. Yet, now that money is helping other families escape unhealthy and dangerous environments. And the unexpected outpouring of support has blessed Avery and her mom too. "When I read about the donations, I sobbed," said Sickle. "It made both of us very emotional. This reach has been amazing, and the thoughtfulness and kind gestures has been beyond anything we expected. We just wanted to turn this around, and that's exactly what we did." In situations like these, it can be hard to take the high road. Kudos to Avery Sanford and her mom for following the words of Romans 12:21 and overcoming evil with good. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save many people alive." Genesis 50:20.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Man eats a hot dog meal at a restaurant in New Hampshire and leaves staff in awe with $16,000 tip. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Employees at a restaurant in New Hampshire, Stumble Inn Bar and Grill, get the surprise of a lifetime when a customer tips an unimaginable amount, $16,000. What started as a typical Saturday afternoon at a New Hampshire restaurant took an incredible turn thanks to a Good Samaritan's act of kindness. The anonymous do-gooder stopped in for a humble meal at Stumble Inn Bar and Grill, just a few hot dogs and some drinks. Once he finished eating, the bartender handed him his $37 tab. And what came next was a blessing no one at the restaurant ever expected. After paying his bill, the mystery man jokingly stated, "Don't spend it all in one place." It took the bartender a few minutes to figure out the meaning behind the stranger's comment. But when she finally looked at the credit card receipt, she couldn't believe her eyes. When she looked down, she was just absolutely shocked, explained Mike Zarella, the owner of the restaurant in New Hampshire. She was like, "Oh my God, no, that's just crazy." On the tip line, the generous stranger wrote in a mind-boggling amount, $16,000. And the incredibly generous gesture had a huge impact. "It's just been a really rough year for all of us," explained bartender Michelle McCudden. "And for someone to do something like that really restored my faith in humanity." Owner Mike Zarella even worried the tip might be a mistake. He waited until the charge in the card went through before sharing the kind deed with the world. Since that day, the Good Samaritan has begun dining at the restaurant in New Hampshire regularly, allowing Mike the opportunity to ask about the $16,000 tip. "I went over and sat with him, and I thanked him and told him, 'Are you sure? Because we're uncomfortable with this amount of money,'" he recalled. If he had made a mistake and asked for it back, we would have given it back. But he said, "No, I want them to have that money." At the Stumble Inn Bar and Grill, tips don't go to a particular server. That is because customers aren't assigned a dedicated bartender / server. All of the wait staff share the duty of serving all of the customers. It's truly a team effort. Therefore, they pool together all of their tips at the end of the shift and divide the funds equally. Mike didn't take any part in the $16,000 tip. Instead, he left all of it for the 8 servers working that night, several of whom are single mothers, to divide amongst themselves. "They deserve it 100%. They do," Mike said. But the servers didn't keep it all for themselves either. They opted to share the blessing with the kitchen staff as well. "They all decided to do that," the proud owner explained of his incredible team. And when asked what compelled him to leave such a large tip, the mystery man's response revealed the heart of a cheerful giver. "He just said that we work really hard, and he knows we work really hard, and he wanted to do something nice," Michelle explained. Let each man give according as he has determined in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.